Here at Parafam, we love supporting local up-and-coming artists. And this morning, I'm actually joined live in studio by Nexty from The Bridge.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. We had you in the studio for Live and Local. How long ago was that, do you reckon?
Oh, it would have been 3 months, 2 months ago, maybe three.
You blew us all away. Like, we got such a good response from your work. We love what you do. Tell us a little bit about you for those that maybe are just tuning in for the first time.
Yeah, so I'm a rapper in Murray Bridge. So I got two songs coming out.
Yeah, nice.
They're a bit more of a different vibe from like the EP that came out. That was like The Winter Gets Me Down. This is more of like some vibes song, you know,
cool.
bit more anthem-y, yeah.
So. A bit more up and about.
Yeah, definitely.
That's not a cool thing to say.
Yeah.
So how long have you been working on these songs?
Well, one of them that's coming out, I've probably had that in the works like maybe for a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
But another one that's coming out Christmas Eve, that one I've only worked on for the last month.
Wow.
So I got a film clip for that one done as well. So that's going to be really good, yeah.
How do you go shooting a film clip? I feel like some artists love it and some hate it. Like, where do you sit with that?
I'm trying to love it, but I hate it a bit. Like, it's hard to have that energy in front of the camera, and you know that, like, you just, it's hard to not think about, like, you think people are watching it at the time, but they're not. So you just got to learn to be yourself, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, and to be comfortable
in
front of the camera. Yeah. So that track's coming out on Christmas Eve. What's it called?
That one's called Better Not Now.
I feel like you are someone who's quite inspirational in a way, because when we had you on last time, you were talking about, like, what it takes to actually get something like this started and also support yourself and live a normal life, and you have to, you know, work your 9 to 5, but then you got to hit the studio on your weekends. Like, tell us a bit about that grind.
It's difficult to try and get it right. I wouldn't say that I have got it right, but it's just got to separate that time for yourself to go do these things, but also still work your job. I'd be committed to your job as well.
You've got a lot of talent. When you were, what do you call it? Like, you don't say spitting, do you? I feel like I'm a 90-year-old woman trying to talk about rapping, but you just have such a good flow, and I feel like your lyrics are really powerful and you can see how much work you've put into it all. You were mentioning before that you've got two new singles which are coming out this month, one next week and then one Christmas Eve, and you teamed up with another local artist.
Yeah. So he's from Bridgewater. His name's Bridgie. He features on the track, the one that comes out at Christmas, and in the film clip as well. So I did all that with him. That's good. And I also got, I'm featuring on two tracks in January as well.
So how do you go about teaming that sort of stuff up? Is it like they reach out to you, you reach out to them, or what's it like?
Yeah. So a bit of all of that. Like, I had a story up. It was a really warm day. I think it was just coming into summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, like, these summer vibes make me want to write a summer track. And Bridgie, I'd spoken to him before, but he hit me up and just said, well, let's make a summer banger then. And I said, all right. And then found this beat and, yeah, worked on it like that.
Do you feel like when you're writing, like, the lyrics particularly, it just comes to you? Or, like, do some songs happen really quickly and some take some time? Like, what's the process?
Yeah, it definitely takes some time. Like, I like to listen to things a lot before they come out. Like, I make sure I'm happy with them and I like them.
Mm-hmm.
But it also depends as well with the writing side of it. If I'm in that, like, vibe of it, or I've got something specifically to write about, if it is for a feature for someone and they've given me something, oh, I want you to write about this, then that's pretty easy, I guess. Like, you've got something to write about. But if I'm just writing a track, just like a track for me, for that I'm doing, it is hard sometimes to work out what theme I'm trying to write.
Mm-hmm.
I
love this story from Taylor Swift. She talks a lot about how lyrics come to her and she'll be, like, I don't know, in an elevator or something, and she'll just, like, quickly get out her phone and just, like, record, like, little bits. That's kind of what I imagine it's like. Is it like that for you?
Yeah, like, I would try and get it in the voice memos or in my notes. If I don't have my phone, like, if I'm at work or something, just put on some cardboard quickly.
Yeah, just stash the cardboard quick.
Yeah, definitely got a pile of them.
Now, you're also performing this New Year's Eve at the Canalpin Hotel.
Yes. I'm very excited for that one. I haven't quite done a show like that in that environment. And it's going to be pretty big. I think a few bands playing. I don't have the names of them at the moment, but bands all night from about 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing meals and stuff, and it's Hawaiian themed. so there's accommodation and stuff at the actual pub as well. So, Yeah.
Come on down and check it out. Are you going to be decked out in like a Hawaiian shirt, or is that not really on brand for you?
No, I'll definitely be in a Hawaiian shirt for sure. Got to get on the vibe with everyone else.
Yeah, so true. And it's New Year, such a fun time to, you know, let your hair down, have a good time, listen to some local music. So if anyone listening right now wants to catch up with your music or what you're doing, how do they go about that?
Yeah, well, if like you go either on your Spotify, your SoundCloud, or just search my name, NXTE, that's a good way to go about it. Or if you follow my Instagram, NXTE_Adelaide or ADL, that's where I post a lot of, like, you can go to my SoundCloud here. I post a lot of links for you to find
check
from there.
Out.
So that might be the best way to go about it, depending on the platform.
A lot of people have recently been posting their Spotify Wrapped for 2021, but that was a pretty cool experience for you this year.
Yeah, yeah. I hadn't like seen it as a Spotify artist. It sends you to a specific page to show you how people are listening to your music, not what you're listening to. And that's awesome to see.
Yeah.
Definitely going to try and double those numbers again and again and again and just keep going.
Yeah, so cool. Well, it's been such a pleasure to have you back here in studio. You're welcome anytime. If you want to check out NXTE's music, you can on your socials. Search it up, guys. It's Parafem Brekkie.